sound and country vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that some neon lights would be a real good start. Well, I called a couple friends, but they all say they're staying in, so I guess I'm going out on my own. I might be heartbroken, but that don't mean I gotta stay home. He would never walk in. And then a guy at the bar sees an empty drink in my hand. Yeah, I said it's sweet of you to ask if you can fill my glass, but I'm gonna have to pass this time. Me and myself, well, yeah, we're doing just fine. I can buy my own drinks, I can pay my own tab, and at the end of the night when they cut on all the lights, I can call my own cab. I can drop my own change in the jukebox, I can dance all by myself, till I can stop thinking about, drinking about him. I don't need nobody else. Yeah, I can buy my own drinks
tonight, tonight, tonight.
Yeah, I can buy my own drinks
tonight, tonight, tonight.
I can walk my own self to the front door, I can take my own self to bed, I can medicate my own headache, yeah, I can be my own boyfriend. And I can buy my own drinks, I can pay my own tab, and at the end of the night when they cut on all the lights, I can call my own cab. I can drop my own change in the jukebox, I can dance all by myself, till I can stop thinking about him. I don't need nobody else. Yeah, I can buy my own drinks
tonight, tonight, tonight.
Yeah, I can buy my own drinks
tonight, tonight, tonight.
I can drop my own change in the jukebox,
tonight, tonight.
I can dance all by myself,
tonight, tonight.
Runaway June there, Buy My Own Drinks, and welcome to Sound and Country Vision, the show for October. I cannot believe we're actually in October. It will soon be Halloween. In the studio, I've got Eva McDonald. Hello.
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I'm glad you're in the studio with us. Have you actually been on Sound and Country Vision before? Is this the first?
I think this is the first time I've been on it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're going to have a good show. And we've also got Leanie Jane returning again.
Hello. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me again.
Now, I started off with a Runaway June tune because we've kind of got a trio's special show. We're going to dedicate the show to all the country trios out there. In a few minutes, we'll be speaking to a country band called Lachlan's. They're really doing well at the moment. They've played a lot of the summer festivals and they're doing really, really well. So I can't wait to talk to them and introduce you to them as well. Have you heard of Lachlan at all, Eva?
I don't think I have, so it would be quite nice to listen to them.
Yeah,
so
have you?
I have definitely heard of them.
Heard
yes.
of them? Yeah. Okay then. But first off, why don't we go in with another tune and by Royal South. I met these guys. They're also a trio. And I met these at the Dixiefields Festival in July, and they were so hyperactive. They were brilliant. They were fantastic. They had the crowd going. And I think we're going to see a lot of them back over here. The two girls who are in the trio, they're from the US, and the guy's actually from the UK. Their names have gone out of my head. But they are Royal South. And this song we're going to play, Cry Cry, their music video has just actually debuted. It's out now to watch. So see if you like this one. It's called Cry Cry.
Great stuff.
A better place.
Royal South, Cry Cry. Did you like that one, guys?
I really liked that.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah. Good one, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Really catchy, actually. Yeah. I was tapping my feet. I was tapping my hands.
It was good. We've got another tune for you now, anyway. One by Brothers Osborne. It's their brand new one called Shoot Me Straight. And this particular song has been taken off of a new album that they actually recorded at the Ryman in an auditorium in Nashville. And they've all of the songs on this album is from their previous two studio albums. So it's bringing together quite a lot of their classics.
We like to hear anything Nashville, don't we?
Definitely. Yeah, no. Brothers Osborne, they're quite country rock, so you're probably going to like this one.
I do like country rock.
Like your country rock, you do, don't you, Lena? Yeah. So let's give this one a go. It's called Shoot Me Straight.
Don't give me that look, the lip with that easy smile. Don't act like I could see you coming 400 miles. Don't try to find a perfect word, you can't take the pain out of the hurt. Hit me hard, baby, I can take it. It's your move, go on, make it burn, hold it down. Lay my 6 foot four inch ass out on the ground. Get them on, I had me a heartache over in one ear of a heartache. So put on like a shot of whiskey and shoot me straight. Yeah. I got some friends who love to go race some hill. Couple of claims to help me bid you farewell. It's
plenty of time and alcohol. From happy hour to last call. So do what you gotta do so I can get over you and make a burn. Hold it down. Leave my 6 foot four inch ass out on the ground. Oh, yeah, tomorrow I have me a heartache. Go live on the holiday. So pour it all my the shot of whiskey. Shoot me straight. Don't give me that salt Chicarella. Don't give me that comeback chaser this time. All it up, don't want my time. Give me everything you got right here, right now. Make it burn.
Oh, wow. What did you think to that track then?
Well, that wakes you up every time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It's a long track, isn't it?
It is a really long track. I was thinking that.
Keeps you on your toes.
Went on for quite a while, but no, it was nice.
It was good fun.
It was really good, wasn't it? And again, that was Brothers Osborne with Shoot Me Straight, and their new album, Live at the Ryman, is out now. It was released on October the 11th. So,
wow.
Yeah, go and check it out. We're now going to play another track by a female country trio. Again, they're huge on the scene. They've been ever so busy. And in fact, they're that busy that they actually can't make their the interview today with us.
We were looking forward to it. Not to worry.
They're lovely girls. They're called Remember Monday. Yeah. And it's actually their album launch. Well, no, their single launch party as well. They've been prepping for. So they're very, very busy. And unfortunately, there were train delays.
And so they should be.
Yeah. So they can't be here to speak to us today or on the other end of the phone. But we thought we'd still have a chat about them and play some of their tracks because they've just released two. We actually we've been playing their new singles on the Midweek Drive. Alex, my producer, sitting over there, he hosts that show. Eva, you've actually heard the two tracks, didn't you?
Yeah, I have. Yes,
I think you heard the one last Wednesday. Mm. Find My Way, I believe.
Find My Way, I think. Yes.
So you've heard them, so you'll get to hear them again and see if you like them. See if you like it even more. But yeah, these girls have been working really, really hard. I first met them at the Dixie Fields Festival. I talk about that festival a lot, actually.
There was a lot of people there to meet.
There was a lot of people there, and it was a debut one. It was in Essex, and it was fantastic. It was only boutique, so it was small. So it's kind of more intimate. You could really get to grips with the music. And even if you wasn't a country fan, it was just great. You know, take your family.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Nice vibe.
Nice vibe. Nice and vibe. I actually missed their set at the Dixie Fields, funnily enough. I turned up after they performed. But I ended up meeting them on the green. They were sitting there eating, having a pizza.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. And I happened to recognise them. Yeah. So I just gave them my card and I was like, we really, really need to organise an interview.
Yeah.
Anyway, I caught them again at the Long Road Festival in September.
Oh, great.
But they had to shoot off, so I missed them again. Didn't get a chance to actually chat with them. And it's happened again today, but never mind. We're going to play... We're going to play one of their new singles. It's called Home To Me. It's really, really lovely. See what you think to this one.
Mama said home is with your friend and family. And Daddy said home is where you lay your head. I've been chasing airplane tracks in the sky. Oh, I want an adventure in this world so big and wide. And I've skipped from place to place like the flowing of the tide. But I ain't never found a place I'd like to stay till the night when you came my way. I've seen the bluest seas, worn my toes on the whitest beach, climbed to the top of a mountain that I never thought I'd reach, picked up my favorite cowboy boots down in Tennessee, but if you ain't there, I know where I'd rather be, 'cause anywhere you ain't by my side ain't home to me.
the top of the mountain that I never thought I'd reach. Picked up my favorite cowboy boots down in Tennessee. But if you ain't there, I know where I'd rather be. 'Cause anywhere you ain't by my side ain't home to me.
Hey, this is Els Bailey. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio.
You know the feeling when you're living life in gray, going back and forth just trying to fill the time. And I've been thinking maybe I should walk away, but I'm sitting here still waiting for a sign. But all I know, oh, overthinking. Now's the time to jump right in. Oh, lose the fear, get up and fight the fight. So start believing when your hope is wearing thin. But at the end of the tunnel, there's a light. Now
I got an open heart, so give me an open road.
Hey,
you just name the time and place. The world is on your own.
There we go. Remember Monday, Find My Way. And before that, their other single, Home to Me. And you can buy them, download them, stream them songs now. They're really, really good. So go check out Remember Monday. Did you guys enjoy the song?
Very catchy, I think.
Catchy tunes.
Absolutely.
Mm. Upbeat, I liked them.
Yeah. I know you've heard the tracks before, Ava.
Yeah, I've heard them before, but I like those tunes, definitely.
Brilliant.
Really lovely.
Brilliant.
They're going to do well.
Yeah, they already are. Very, very busy touring and all over the place.
Hence why they can't come and have a chat.
I know, we will get them on the show, we will do, but it might just be further down the line.
It's all good stuff.
Anyway, we've got Lachlan coming up for an interview very, very soon. But before that, we're going to play another track by John Mayer. It's his brand new single called Carry Me Away. Have you guys heard of John Mayer?
Yeah, I've heard of John Mayer.
Yeah, he does fit into the country category. I mean, the reason I've put this one into the show is actually because Remember Monday, are big fans of John Mayer. I read up about them. They grew up listening to him and they quite inspired him. So I thought, I've never actually played a John Mayer one on the show, and he's very, very popular.
Ah, well, it's got to be done then.
It's got to be done. So here it is, Carry Me Away.
I'm such a bore, I'm such a bummer. There must be more behind the summer. I want someone to make some trouble. Been way too safe inside my bubble. Oh, take me out and keep me up all night. Let me live on the wilder side of the light. Carry me away. Carry me away. Carry me away.
fast car, you foolish spender. You know you are, and I surrender. So come on over and wake me up. Put some of your tequila in my coffee cup. You know I need you, and that's for sure. You're just the kind of crazy I've been carrying.
John Mayer, Carry Me Away. That's a lovely track,
that
isn't
was
it?
Really nice. That yeah. was, yeah. Lovely and easy on the ear.
Lovely,
that was lovely.
Really, really chilled. Really, really good. Okay, so it's the moment you've been waiting for. I believe we have Lachlan on the line. Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello. You are a bit of delay there, but you are all the way. And are you in Nashville at the moment?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Oh, well, welcome to Sound and Country Vision. I will just do my little introductions. I've got Eva McDonald in the studio. She's she does a lot of singing and dancing and hosting, so she's very much of, yeah, an entertainment. Yeah. She's very much aware of the whole industry, so, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Nice to hear you.
We've also got Leanie Jane, who is actually also my mum. She often co-hosts the show. She loves country music, so, yeah, she's with us today too.
That's so cool.
Hi, guys. Cool. How are you?
It's a family affair.
Got a little party going on here, we have.
One big happy family.
Yeah, it is. One big happy family. Now, you guys are just doing great at the moment. I mean, you probably don't know, but you're big over here. Your name is about. So just for those that perhaps are maybe not aware of you, just give us a bit about your background. Where did Lachlan begin?
Who wants to take this one? We usually take turns, and we're usually in the same place, too, at the same time. So.
Oh, okay. Do you want to just actually, should we do...
You take this one, Kendon.
Oh, Kendon, okay.
Yeah, Kendon, yeah, Kendon can do it. Yeah. This is Kendon, by the way.
We should do introductions, yeah, actually, shouldn't we, on so, your side? I think we've got Mark and Michael as well on the other end.
Yeah. That we do, yeah. This is Mark.
Hello.
This is Michael.
Hi.
Now do you know our voices yet?
Yeah, we've got it. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard when we can't see each other. I don't know.
Exactly,
we'll see how it goes. Anyway, Kendon, where did it all begin for you guys?
Yeah, so we've actually all known each other for 8 years or so, and we've all been in Nashville for 10-plus years. And we met just playing out. Mark and I were doing our solo artist stuff. And Michael was being a drummer for a lot of different artists, and we were working on a project about 2 years ago on one of my projects, my songs, and so we decided to add a 3-part harmony to the song, and when we were practicing it, we're like, this just sounds so good, mm-hmm. And I think it just kind of hit us, and we're like, we should just do something with this, and so at that moment we just kind of hit the ground running, and you know, we were trying to come up with names and finally came up with a name, and it just the rest is history. That's how Lachlan came about.
Am I right in saying that, I don't know whether it's all of you, but are you from New York originally? Have I got that completely wrong?
Two are. I'm from Kansas.
Yeah, two are. Yeah. So Mark is from Long Island, New York.
Right.
And I'm from upstate New York originally. So.
Wow.
Both from the Empire State.
Both from the... I have actually visited. I went about, gosh, it must have been 6-7 years ago, and it was amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Did you go to the city?
I did. I did the Empire State. I got to see a basketball game, which was... Oh, it was just like watching American TV and films.
New York Knicks, I think.
New York Knicks, yeah. It was brilliant. I think it was Wolves versus Knicks, and the Knicks won, I believe. I might be wrong. Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
I got myself a foam finger. I did all that. I think I went, it was actually a school trip. I know, it was a media school trip, and we literally sold out the shop for foam fingers.
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, you're not in America until you have a foam finger. So.
Exactly. And I still have it today.
Yeah, they reached their sales targets just in one night, didn't they? With your,
they did.
With your college.
What's the country scene like over in New York? Is it big, or is it not heard of there?
In Long Island, New York,
yeah.
it's not as heard of as in upstate New York. It's very different. Long Island is more, I would say, more urban. And then when you go upstate New York, or just out, even 2 hours outside of New York City, country music has a much bigger place up there. It's very interesting.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds it. And you've just had a crazy year, haven't you? I mean, your debut single, Till the Cows Come Home, that landed in the top 40 on Music Row Country Breakout Chart. So that's a massive achievement. I mean, you've appeared on the CMA Spotlight stage, and you've opened, I think, on two separate occasions for Big and Rich. I mean, what was that like?
That was amazing.
It was definitely a big and rich time.
Big and rich time.
Oh man. You threw it in.
Oh my goodness.
It was a great time. Those guys are pretty amazing. They're good down to earth guys, and they put on a great show, and so being blessed with that opportunity to open for them is amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
And you've played a lot of festivals as well. I know. Did you provide the support for Cam at the Millport Music Festival? That's in Scotland, I believe.
We did.
Yes, we did.
That was absolutely incredible. Just a magical experience through and through.
She's great, isn't she, Cam?
Oh, she's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually saw you perform at the Long Road Festival, funnily enough, and I tried so bad to come and chat to you, but it was such a busy time. Yes, I've been trying to get you on the show for a long time. And I'll give a shout out to Dan.
He
helped me out, and he organised the interview today. So yeah, your set was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind. Thank you.
Great.
And that was a really good lineup. Is this the first year you've played the Long Road as well?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that was
Yeah, that was our first UK tour. So that was we performed at the Millport Country Music Festival in Scotland, the Long Road, and then we also performed for the Nashville Sessions in York, and then the Troubadour in London. And that was with Country Line TV and Cumbre Promotions. So that was just an incredible experience.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we're going to actually take a listen to your most recent single, Drive. But before we do, do you want to just give a little bit of background about the song and what it's about?
Yeah, sure. This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
I would say the song is just a really good, really good... Oh, hello. Hello, it's Mark. Hi. Really fun, upbeat, kind of, now it was more of like a summer kind of tune, especially in the States. You take a drive, you take your road trips in the States, and it's just enjoying that moment with a person that you want to be with and you want to be around for that time. It's just a really great tune to take a drive to.
Fantastic. So, we all love a good tune like
drive.
That.
Baby blue Ford has got me trucking down this cotton filled road. Fast or slow, honey, I don't care. As long as I'm anywhere, anywhere with you. Cause all I wanna do is drive, drive, drive. Hit the brakes, baby, jump in. No time to stop and we're gone again. Gravel flies, knocks the rust off the bed of my truck. We can ride this ride until the tough falls off. So come on, let's get lost. Lost in the way that you got me feeling. Taking me places I've never been. You've given love a brand new meaning. Like a tattoo on my skin. Tight and scoot on over, girl, you can never get close.
of your heart. Mile markers let us know how far we've come and how far we're gonna go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's drive, drive.
Oh, there we go, Lachlan and Drive. That is a brilliant one. We was all kind of tapping our feet.
Away to that one. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Junior can definitely drive too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
hopefully don't get a speeding ticket if you drive.
No, that's very true. We don't want that, do we?
Keep our eyes on the road.
That's the thing. You'd be distracted by singing along and then realise you've put your foot way too much on there.
I just missed that speed camera.
Oh my gosh, I'm at 90 miles per hour.
You're going to be causing all kinds of road accidents now, aren't you?
I hope not.
No, I'm joking. It's a fantastic one. What's a road trip without the music?
Not quite the publicity.
I'm only kidding. I'm promoting it. We've got to play it while we're in our cars. We'll have it on, won't we?
Oh,
while we're
yeah.
Driving. Anyway.
Thank you so much.
So what are you guys up to now? I mean, as we look ahead to the festive season, I mean, Halloween, are you a big fan of Halloween? Do you, you know, get your costumes out?
I wouldn't say costumes. me personally, I love Halloween. So we have a show next Saturday in Kansas, where I'm from. And every year, my hometown puts on this festival called Neowalla, which is Halloween spelled backwards.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just this huge fun festival, and they invited us out to play this year, and so yeah, we're going out, but it's a good time.
And we're opening up for Chase Bryant out there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna open it up to my guests in the studio for questions, see if they've got any for you. Eva, as an entertainer.
Sure.
Obviously, it's tiring work. I mean,
it's very tiring.
And these guys can probably understand it as well. Have you got any questions about that or how they deal with it, life on the road, things like that?
Well, yeah, I'd probably ask about how we deal with it, really. Hello, guys. Yeah, so obviously we're entertaining and travelling around. How do you sort of cope with it all? Do you travel most days of the week? Do you take some time off? How much do you do with everything, basically? What do you do to sort of balance it?
Yeah, totally, yeah. This is Michael.
Hello.
So right now what we're doing... Hi! right now at the immediate moment, we're spending a lot of time in the studio over the winter months here. It kind of slows down a little bit over here, at least in the States it does, as far as, you know, touring and performing. So
yeah.
We like to use this time to get in the studio and create more music to release and... you know, but for right now, you know, we're focusing on, we're performing, we're trying to book more festivals and things like that. And so, you know, when we're back in town, you know, we keep busy with, you know, we play some shows around Nashville. We also do a lot of writing and, a lot of business stuff, I mean, y'all know how that goes, you know,
okay.
A lot of strategizing and things like that. So, yeah, you know, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, Mum, you've got a question, I think.
I have, boys. You sound like a bundle of laughs, so I've got a personal question for you, actually.
Oh, goodness.
Brace yourselves. Brace yourselves.
Uh-oh.
So you obviously have to spend an awful lot of time on the road together. So who is the most annoying one out of all of you, and what gets on each other's nerves?
I like that question.
That's a good one. You've got to be honest now.
I mean, I think we... Well, to be honest, I think we're all annoying in our own way. Well, this is candid. I'm clearly the Joker. I think we all do our little things that annoy each other. I think it's just the fact that we can annoy each other in those specific ways, but yet we still
be friends at the end
and stay professional with our shows and everything. Yeah, exactly.
we don't
sweat the small stuff.
Do you sort of play pranks on each other, and you know,
do you have time for that?
Hide his boots. We're just about to go on stage. No, hide his boots or something like that.
I can imagine you do.
I think you're giving them ideas now, Mum.
You know what? You did. I think that might be something that we look into as we continue on our little festivals and our tours and stuff.
Oh, well, I've started just
every show, do something to somebody else. No, I think it'd be a lot of fun. You were asking for specifics, and so it's funny. So Michael is specifically more. He's a band leader, and he a lot of times like helps structure the shows and everything. And uh-huh. So Michael gets in like music business mode. And so if you try to mess with Michael and he's in that mode, he'll just kind of like look at you and just kind of like ha ha, and then just
snarl
kinda, oh, yeah.
snarl at you guys.
all business. Yep. When I'm in the zone, then, it's like, you know, it's all business. And then Mark is like, he's goofy, but then he gets in business mode too. So Mark's like a good in-betweener. And I feel like I'm probably the goofy one, where they both kind of have to just tell me to like, okay, Ken, it's time to be serious.
It's time to grow up now.
That's 100% the truth right there.
Oh, good. But there's got to be a goofy one. There's got to be somebody that keeps you all together. Somebody that's a bit of an in-betweener.
Yeah.
And somebody that likes to keep everything light for you when things get a bit heavy. So that's good. It sounds like you've got a good balance there. Like,
it's a nice blend.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned you're in the studio a lot. So can we look forward to some new music soon, maybe in the new year?
Yes.
I'm guessing that's all you can say.
We could say in November, early November, we're going to be releasing a new single to all digital outlets. And I won't reveal the title yet.
So okay.
I think I'll keep that. I'll keep that there. But we are going to be releasing a new single, and there'll be an announcement. We'll have an official announcement on our socials very soon, actually.
Fantastic. Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled. And it's been absolutely fantastic to have you on the show. You really are great fun. And I do thank you for taking the time out as well, because I know it's morning where you are as well. So just for the people out there, where can we all go, or where can they go to, you know, find more about you, download your music, and come and see you as well?
Sure. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Lockland, LOCKELAND. And we also have a website, www.locklandband.com. We are very active on our socials. So, you know, please, you know, anybody, you know, reach out to us, you know, comment, message, interact. You know, we love to, we write back all the time. We like to, you know, have high engagement. And so we absolutely love doing that with our fans. So, so you can find everything on there. We post where we're playing, our tour dates, fun announcements, goofy videos, you know, stuff like that. So,
we've got it up in front of us. We've got the Facebook page up now. So there it is. It's all there for people to see. So yeah, go and search for Lockland. They're great guys, great music. And thank you once again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Take care, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. The devil in disguise. I don't care. Call me anything you like. I can see my redemption in your eyes from my fool's paradise.
Trouble's falling like the rain. You're looking at me, but I won't take the blame. Lightning sometimes strikes the same.
Another fantastic country trio there, the Wandering Hearts with Devil. And Tim, one of the band members, Tim Protty Jones, he actually helped to write Find My Way, new Remember Monday track. Yeah. So that's why I popped that one in there as well. And they're doing really, really well, the Wandering Hearts. There's a lot of good country trios on the scene, isn't there, at the moment?
It's so big now, and it's come over here, and, you know... The
country's a lot bigger.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Three is obviously the magic number as well.
Yeah.
And we've got another country trio track for you now by the Adelaides called Leave, and these guys are again on tour.
They're brilliant.
They're again on tour with Charles Easton, best known from the Nashville series as Deacon, and they're on tour with him for the second time, so... So they're again doing very, very well. So this is called Leave.
There's a fox in the hen house. There's
There's a fox in the hen house. There's a fox in the hen house. There's a fox in the hen house. Hide all the chickens, guard Mother Goose. There's a fox in the hen house. And he's running loose. There's a crook in the White House. There's a crook in the White House.
There's a crook in the White House.
There's a crook in the White House.
There's a crook in the White House.
There's a crook in the White House. Scramble the buttons, lock all the codes. There's a crook in the White House. And he's feeling his old. How do we get here? What happens next? Farmer take a shotgun, he got food to protect. The founders left directions for how to prevent, but they did not include the crookiest president. With a Senate turning a blind. A bald faced lie. There's a fox in the hen house. There's a fox in the hen house. It's a 5-alarm fire. Cook in the White House.
There's a crook. There's a crook.
How do we get here? What happens next? He got his hand around Uncle Sam's neck. Lock all the buttons. Scramble the codes. There's a cook in the White House.
Oh, wow, what a track. I didn't know this was in the track, you know, the set list. My producer, Alex, pulled it out of, you know, out of the dust. How good was that? David Harper featuring Earl Grey.
Yeah,
a crook in the White House. Yeah. How good's that? It's kind of a Halloween. It's got a Halloween vibe, doesn't it, as well? I like that one. That is out now, so, you know, go and download that track, go and find it. It's really good.
It's groovy, like that one.
we've kind of come to the end of the show now. It's gone really, really fast, hasn't it? As usual, an hour does fly.
It flies when you're having fun.
It always does.
Have you guys enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's been brilliant.
Good. Well,
really brilliant.
Thank you, Eva, for coming.
Welcome.
I hope you enjoyed your very first sound. We're dropping phones now. We're dropping phones. Is it all right?
It's
and thank you, Mum, as ever.
It's
been great having you on the show.
It's always lovely to be here.
Thank you to the great guys, Lachlan. Oh, weren't they brilliant?
Oh, they was great they fun. They were.
Kindan, Mark and Michael. Catch them on the road over here sometime. They're just absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, that's it. That's it for another month, and we'll see you again in November. Have a great Halloween.